Episode 2262, Love is in the Details.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. How are you doing? I really want you to know how much you are appreciated and that I love when you show up here. No, you don't have to listen to me, but when you do, it matters to me. So thank you so much. Today is Relationship Builders. Are you thinking about your spouse? And how are you thinking about your spouse? Love is in the details. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. When was the last time you noticed something new or different about your spouse? Love is in the details. You know, relationships are either moving forward or backward, because if they are stagnant, the relationship is dead. And the last thing you want is a dead relationship. I mean, seriously, let's be honest. However, we also need to be honest that we have been there at that place where we don't feel like we're being noticed, or our spouse doesn't feel like they are being seen. And therefore, you just feel like, gosh, do I even know my spouse? Do they even know me? And you feel like the relationship is dead. C.S. Lewis says this: friendship is born at the moment when one person says to the other, "What, you too? I thought I was the only one." Now, taking this in the context of marriage, the "you too" is more about the recognition of your spouse. Life doesn't revolve just around you in your marriage. You went from me to we. There's two of you. But unfortunately, it's easy for us as individuals to become selfish and not see what the other person wants or needs, where the hurts are, or even the changes for better or worse. We just do our own thing. We get comfortable. Yes, man, the first couple years we are all in. It's like, yeah, this is awesome. But then life gets real. You have disagreements. You have children. You have career responsibilities. You have housing responsibilities, whether it's owning your own home, having an apartment, a condo, whatever it is. You begin to lay out a map as to how you want your life to be. And sometimes you kind of forget that there's another person involved and you take them for granted. No one likes to be taken for granted. Your spouse wants to be seen just as you desire to be seen. Love is in the details. So how do you see your spouse? Is he an extension of only your wants and needs? Or is he an individual with dreams and aspirations that you choose to serve? You see, that is the key. You get to choose how you love your spouse. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Choose how you love your spouse. But with that choice comes consequences, good or bad. How you choose to love on your spouse, to serve them, to absolutely be that one who shows up and says, yeah, I want to be there for you, babe. There's going to be consequences. There can be good ones. There can be bad ones. You probably want to lean more towards the good. But the thing is you have to be wise in your choice on how you love your spouse. So what does that look like? Number one, see your spouse. You want to be seen, and so does your husband. Your wife wants to be seen. So do you. So see your spouse. Don't sit there and assume that, oh, she'll take care of me. Oh, he knows what to do. I shouldn't have to remind him. No, don't be the mother. But notice your spouse. See your spouse. It's so important that when you are married, it's not just about me. It turns to we. Yes, you have to be an incredible individual to have an incredible marriage. But you also have to know that as an individual, there's more than one person in a marriage. which makes it very complicated. Marriage is not for the faint of heart. It takes work. It takes endurance. It takes constant effort. And yeah, you're going to have a couple days here and there that you're like, okay, we're just going to do our own thing. That's all right. That's healthy too. But it can't be healthy if you're doing it every day, 365 days of the year. You know, the moving forward, moving backward, or the stagnant. Yeah, you're going to be laying in the stagnant and your relationship's dead. And you don't want to be there. You don't want to be there. So see your spouse. See your spouse for who he is. Don't sit there and try to fix your spouse. That's not what we're talking about. See your spouse. Acknowledge your spouse. Know that they are there to be a part of the relationship. Not for you to say, oh, when I need something, yeah, I'll call on you. And we can get that way. The longer we're married, man, we get into our own little ruts. Don't take your spouse for granted. See your spouse. Number two, notice the little things. You will definitely notice the big stuff and point those out. It's easy because it shows up. It's like I'm on parade. Woo woo, look at me. And you can notice that big stuff. The big stuff jumps out at you. But what about the small stuff? The little things matter. And understand this, those little things, you better notice them in a positive way. This is not about nitpicking your spouse. Yes, there's a time and place for that too, but that's for a different episode. We're talking about love in the details, the small stuff. Notice the little things. Point them out. Oh my gosh, babe, you got your hair done. It looks beautiful. That one little statement is going to get you very, very far, husbands, as you're talking to your wife. And wife, if you're talking to your husband, oh, hun, thanks so much for doing the dishes for me today. I really appreciate you taking the time. One little sentence and a half, actually. And that's going to make his day because you noticed. And both of that is going to benefit you. Both parties. See your spouse. Notice the little things. And number three, serve your spouse. The greatest gift you can give your spouse is by serving from a grateful heart. Don't do things with the hope of anything in return. That will get you into trouble long term. You serve because you loved first. If that's the only thing you take away from today and listening to me, you serve because you loved first. Make the little things count in your marriage. Don't sit here and make assumptions. Don't take your spouse for granted. Don't just look and say, ah, you know what? Yeah, I'll tell her tomorrow. Yeah, he doesn't need to know right now. No, he does. Let him know as he's walking out the door how much you appreciate him getting up early every morning and going to work. Now, if you do it every single time and it becomes like it's just the same thing that you say when he walks out the door, do you think it has that much meaning? Not necessarily. No, it doesn't. Because you say it. And sometimes we just say things and we really don't mean it. And believe it or not, the other person can feel it. They sense it. So if you're going to say something, please let it come from the heart. Because if not, it's going to hurt your relationship. It's easy for us to say, oh, well, I'll just say this and, you know, it'll be fine. No, it won't just be fine if you kind of have that flippant attitude. You've got to have sincerity behind your words. That's very important. Those little things, they count in your marriage. Make them count. So today, as you're going through your day and into your night and you're spending time together, notice some of the little things. Point them out. Now, don't do it all within 30 minutes because then your spouse will be like, okay, what's up? Something's wrong. What's happening? Am I in the doghouse? You know, okay, don't go there. That's too much. It's the little stuff, little sprinkles all the time. Because as you know, if you take a cupcake with the little sprinkles, it's yummy. But man, if you were to cover the entire thing, and when I say the entire thing, I'm saying taking the wrapper off this cupcake and you got sprinkles all over it. Yeah, the kids may love it, but you will not. That's not healthy harmony for your marriage. So it's sprinkles. Make the little things count in your marriage because love is in the details. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.